Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I remember talking to Jade Foley during Glow Up Ireland a couple of years ago, and she's been talking about her mental health of late. And Jade, one would not have thought you would be a person that would ever worry about looking at yourself in the mirror. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, that's nice of you to say. Thank you.
I would have thought that. You know, I would have thought you're the kind of person who passes the mirror every morning and goes, I like that. So
not at all.
So how did it get that way?
Do you know what? When I was a kid, I was actually quite cocky, imagine. You know, going around thinking you're the best thing since sliced pan kind of thing. But as I kind of grew older, I started to be, like, the things that I would have never noticed started to get pointed out. Just, like, my features and things, like, being really tall. Like, I've been, 5'10" since I was about 11, so that would definitely make a stand out from the crowd. I'm mixed race, so, like, I was way dark when I was younger, so I was, like, I wouldn't have been classic mixed race. Like, visually, I would have definitely been looking as black. So I kind of had a lot of things about me that made me look very different to everybody, and there was nobody else around me that looked the same. So even like my curves and things and my hair texture and stuff, there was just nobody else around me that I could look at to be like, ah, that's normal, you know? So I never felt visually like I looked like everybody else. Stock did play a big toll on me, because you'd be trying to look like the girls around you, you know, with the straight hair and the blonde and the blue eyes and stuff. And I'd go on holidays like maybe twice a year before, and I'd be under the towel trying not to get any bit darker, because I just didn't want any more comments being told, like, you know, being told like a lot of time, oh, you'd only be pretty if you were white kind of a thing, was just, as a kid, like, it does play a toll on you.
That's so very sad.
Yeah, there was a point where I actually used to cover my mirrors with my blankets and stuff and just wouldn't even look at them. Just didn't want to know what I looked like.
That's terrible to hear, Jade. That's absolutely terrible to hear that.
Do you know what, though? It's actually a very, I suppose, with a lot of people who didn't grow up looking the norm, it's a very common experience, just kind of not liking what you have until you're a lot older, I suppose. But I did struggle with my body as well and shape and things, because I fluctuate from being slimmer to like more curvy and things. So for years anyways, I suffered with body dysmorphia and not liking myself. So then when I kind of came into makeup, it helped me to, I suppose, not constantly look at my bare face every day and look at it for its features, but more so like as a blank canvas to paint on. And then I kind of grew thankful for like my big lid space, you know, and my features that I could just paint on and stuff, and my skin that I didn't have too many issues with, you know. So it was definitely a learning curve after a while to not take everything people say literally, because, you know, a lot of people who comment on you don't really like themselves either.
And with the success of the that you enjoyed on Glow Up, and your makeup success, and your TikTok following, does that, do you kind of ever say to yourself, well, everybody else around me seems to like me?
Do you know what? I don't really think about being liked by other people as much as you probably think that you would, considering you get comments every day saying that kind of stuff. But I suppose when I'm out in public and people come up and say it to me, like unprovoked, I'm just walking and I'll hear people be like, oh my God, I follow her. Or they come up and be like, I follow you, I've been following you since literally before lockdown. When people say stuff like that, it's like,
how does that feel when you hear that? That feel good?
It's very shocking every single time, and that's been happening for, like, obviously since lockdown now. So every single time it shocks me, because it's like you genuinely don't believe that somebody would want to keep up with you and what you're doing for that long. It's like you feel like one of those, the Kardashians, with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, people know what's going on in your life since then. Yeah. But I suppose I didn't think about it until the show, and then I realized, okay, when I saw an article of people saying, because I don't have Twitter, there was an article written about me in The Sun where people were like, people were gutted that fan favourite Jade was leaving. And I didn't think that there was that much discourse over me leaving at all. So that was like one of the craziest moments, to think that a whole article was written about people not wanting me to leave the show. So yeah.
You're very critical of yourself, you know that.
Oh yeah, extremely. I'm my worst critic, but you know, the reason why is I'm such a perfectionist. I want to always do my best and always strive to be as good as I can in anything that I do, because I suppose I believe in my own potential now. So it's like, I don't want to hinder my own opportunities by thinking, oh yeah, stay comfortable now in this spot and there's no room for growth, so kind of a way.
I was upset to read, there's a big, big piece about you in RSVP Live this week, and I was upset to read that some nasty racist stuff under your videos. You had to deal with that.
Oh yeah, like that's all the time. That's like all the time. Like when before I started my live, literally recently, and I just called the N-word, the first comment, and I was just like, oh, that's lovely. Lovely way to start the life. And it's funny because I would still think that now my skin is a lot paler, so I genuinely didn't think I'd still get comments like that, considering I look a lot more like paler. But people, you know, it's true when they say like someone who's racist will literally just see you as whatever they see in that group. Doesn't
you know that's their problem? You know that's their. You know that says more about them than it ever said about you, Jade. You know that, don't you?
Oh, of course. Like I don't take that stuff to heart anymore. Because there's people out there as well that don't even. Like I literally was in a nightclub recently, and someone came up to me and like showed me a photo of some Irish girl, and they said I looked a bop off her, and I literally had no similarities to her at all. And I was like, I wouldn't even have those features, like I have black features and stuff. And they were like, no, you're not one bit black, like you're not black. And they just laughed in my face and walked away. So there's people who either claim I'm black or people who claim I'm not, and there's like there's no winning. Like your identity is picked by other people based on what they view of you, so that's a constant thing I'm dealing with, you know.
That's sad. I mean, you know, to me, I see a picture of you wherever. You're just Jade.
Yeah, that's a very funny thing, because a lot of people say, "Ah, yeah, that's just Jade, just Jade." That's a
no. I mean, you're just Jade. Whatever way you made up, that's just you. You are what you are. You are who you are. I mean, you were saying about you didn't like being different, but change the word from different to unique.
Exactly. You know, I thankfully don't put myself down about being different anymore. In fact, I use it to my advantage as much as I can. Like, I suppose online, a lot of my success can be thankfully put down to my Cork accent, because it's not like you hear it every day on the phone. You'd be hearing an American accent or UK accent. So when you hear someone say, what's the crack, lads, on your screen, you're just like, oh, what's going on there? So, I think I've been using being different lately to my advantage, and I'm, you know, accepting who I am, which I think also comes with age, I suppose. Like, I'm only 22, but like it did take me into like the last 2 years to finally be comfortable in my own skin. So, you know, if there's anyone else out there that's young or in school or whatever that doesn't like who they are, like it does definitely get better with age, because, you know, when you're in school and you're surrounded by that type of like environment every day, because I eventually had to get homeschooled, like because of my mental health and stuff. So yeah. I could just vouch for those people just say, like, genuinely, just once school is done, you'll never even remember those years. Like, you don't remember them at all.
Yeah. You know, it'll pass. Everything will be fine. It's great to talk to you, and people can follow you on Instagram. And are you on Twitter these days?
No, I'm still not on it. I think that place is more of the scariest place I could possibly go, because they're
very brutal. It's a dump. There. It's a dump. If you don't have to be on it, don't be. Instagram at Jade. It's
Instagram
Jade Foley.
And TikTok.
It's Jade Foley. Take care of yourself, girl. All right.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Bye-bye. 0818 96 96 96. I spoke to her during the show when the law up Ireland. It's just, something really, really, really likable about her.
Cork's 96 FM.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.